across the water. Tickling every stone. Past the sun's rays growing hotter.
Listening to CITR 101.9. My name is Sandy, and I have my sister here with me.
Hi, my name's Vicky. How are you?
How are you doing this morning? And this is our first time hosting this, and I have no idea what's going on right now, but...
And it's Friday.
It's Friday.
So who cares?
I know, like, should I be wearing, like my earphone or something? Because I can't really hear myself, and I don't know if you guys can hear me. It would be interesting if you can't, and it would be my worst nightmare. I actually had a nightmare yesterday of me and Vicky talking and talking for, like, about 10 minutes, and nobody can ever hear us. And we realized that, and it was all empty for like 10 minutes.
So well, hopefully that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a very fun experience. And right now, we're going to start off the show by playing you some really, really nice music, which I personally love. It's by Mindy Guildhall. And she recently released one of her album. It's called Pocketful of Poetry. And if I could figure it out, and I will play you very nice songs. Maybe now.
Let's hear it out.
Well, if I'm kept behind an office desk inside, it makes me lose my mind, which wanders endlessly, where all the birds fly freely with their silhouettes in perfect symmetry. I've got a pocket full of poetry. I've got a head full of songs, a heart with wings. You couldn't tie me down to anything, and that's enough for me. I draw doodles of eccentric faces in the margin spaces of important papers, and I hand them in with a comedic grin. You ask if I need help, or where do I begin? I've got a pocket full of poetry. I've got a head full of songs, a heart with wings. You couldn't tie me down to anything, and that's enough for me. People are good, lovingly they tell me, do as you should, all will be well, they say. Life is a test, please give the best answer. A or B or C, pick one is to me. What if there's so much more to me? I've got a pocket full of poetry. I've got a head full of songs, a heart with wings. You couldn't tie me down to anything, and that's enough for me. I've got
miles per hour, now we watch.
Already. I'm trying to hear myself right now, which I can. I think I can. Hey.
Hooray.
I can hear myself. It's a different voice. And I hope you really enjoy that songs that we play. The second song is called Honey. And I really, really enjoy her voice. And been listening to her song since 2011.
And she composes and writes herself.
Yeah, she's really, really talented. And
she has such a sweet voice.
Yeah, she has I think she has a really, really special voice.
How old is she? Do you know?
I have no idea, but she has like two or three sons, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And then she would like write songs for her son, and like, oh,
impressive,
little boy, whatever. Yeah, it's very, very impressive. I keep on hoping that we could do something like that for our niece, but my niece is like a year and 4 months right now, and we've been singing there some interestingly
childhood
songs, right?
Yeah, kids songs.
Kids songs.
That we learned.
Yeah, and then we had to like sing it in a childish way. But she's super smart. She knows everything. All right. I think we forgot to mention our filled-in show's name. I was hoping to call it Twofold. And you're listening to Twofold. And we got Jonathan here. He's my friend that we met at CITR, and he's so nice enough to like help out because he knows today is my first time hosting a show, and he's trying to plug in his earphone as well. Oh, hold on, mic 3. Which must? Oh, okay, we probably don't need mic 3, but hello, Jonathan.
You don't really don't need to give me any air right now. I'm going to be on again later today, so you guys take center stage here.
Just to hear your voice first thing in the morning. Next off, we're going to play another song of hers. It's called Finding Home. Okay, here we go.
Was tall, and we built castles out of gold and straw. Our feet were bare, our tangled hair blew in the humid ocean air. The old blue house reflected on sky within the silver pond, and horses grazed inside a maze of thistle thorns and barley blades. And I'm following a trail that I've seen in fairy tales, but the crumbs I left behind are gone. So I'm trusting in my feet, and I'm skipping to a beat of a heart that's sweet on finding home. Of a heart that's sweet on finding home.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe.
The Carl Sagan Association will be screening Carl Sagan's Cosmos series on September 23rd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Norm Theater in the UBC sub. Our club's goal is to promote engagement with the sciences among students from all faculties. For more details, visit ubcsagan.org.
Us.
Hello.
And I think I forgot one other thing is to say good morning to you all for whoever is listening. Thank you. So Vicky has been taking a short break so far.
Yeah, my summer has been awesome. Yeah? I'm off work for almost 3 months now.
Off work for almost 3 months? How do you feel like?
Ooh.
a lot of my energy.
Done lots of hiking, got an annual pass to Grouse Cry.
Oh yeah, she's done what, 12 or
no,
how many times?
14
times this year, and yeah. I went with her last time. This, like, Grouse Cry to me is like kind of like an annual event, and you only go once a year and just like tire yourself out.
I just go twice a week.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's been asking me to go, and I just like, I have things to do. I'm lazy, and I don't want to climb that mountain.
But it's just something nice to do, right, in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Hiking in the summertime and skiing or snowboarding winter times.
No, you actually went to Joffrey Lake, right?
Yeah.
I saw that picture. I was
in Pemberton.
Yeah, I was so, wow. I was like, I want to go there too, but I couldn't.
It's glacier water.
Yeah,
so it's a deep diamond-like green color.
Yeah, diamond-like green color.
It's very different from Crater Lake that we just went to.
I didn't even go.
Family trip to Crater Lake. Well, you went several years ago. You just don't remember.
I just couldn't remember. I can't even remember the food, and how can I remember whatever lake that we saw?
Yeah, Crater Lake. It's in Eugene, Oregon. Mm-hmm. No, sorry. It's 2.5 hour drive from Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah.
And it's a volcano lake.
Oh.
So it's different color from Glacier Lake. It's deep blue.
Yeah.
Highly recommended.
Yeah, I saw that
Very
photo.
Pretty.
It was amazing. Beyond amazing. But hey, Vancouver has a lot of nice places to go too.
Yeah.
So whenever you have time, just check it out.
Just go out.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna play you another song, which is, hold on, there we go. This other song is by Mount Kimby, which is their second album called Cold Spring Faultless Youth, recently released in May. This song we're gonna play is called Full Out, and it kind of gives me a feeling of like actually falling out. Like Alice in Wonderland. So let's check that out. This one. we are back. I was like, we are back, and I didn't turn that on, so nobody can hear us. Or just Jonathan and I, and Vicky here. So, did you guys like that song?
Very much.
It was pretty nice, eh?
So,
it was really nice.
Serene, peaceful.
Yeah. I was trying to look for songs that fits for Friday, but like this morning it was raining, so I was like, I think those songs still works because we're supposed to give people like peaceful mindset for Friday.
And a soul pickup.
Yeah, for Friday. And Jonathan, he's zoning out.
He's like, right.
Yeah. So he said his summer was okay. Probably not the best, but it's over. It's over anyways. It's raining in Vancouver. We're back to Vancouver. But, well, I can't say I had a good summer. It's just too mean.
Wow. Let's hear what you did.
No, I didn't do much.
Yeah, didn't do much. Just went to Europe. That's all, you know.
Yeah, I went on exchange to Europe this past summer, and
for
I had a really, really great time. Almost 3 months, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really nice. I hope I have another chance to share my traveling experience with you. But for today, we're kind of playing a mixture of songs. Some of them are my friends. The following songs that we're going to play is created or composed by Anna Toth. Is that how I say her last name? I think so. I think she will forgive me if I say it wrong, but she's this really pretty lady I met last year at CITR. It was her first year, and she just told me that she was composing music and everything, and now she's just becoming more and more involved in this industry, and I think she's going to be a wonderful superstar later on. And this song is her song that's called Tired Heart, which she released 2 months ago.
Just
So, how do you guys think of that song?
That's just amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing, right? I hear that song and I was like, wow, I have to play and I have to, like, invite her into the show someday. I'm pretty sure she's been to one or two already on CITR. And
she's 19?
I think she's 19 because when I met her, she was in year one. And recently she went to Toronto for recording and with some band. But
wow.
I just have to ask her in
person.
So
she's going pro.
She's really pro.
She has to.
Yeah. She's just an amazing woman. And I hope she'll shine. She will.
She will.
Next up, we have another Canadian artist. Her name is called Susie Arioli. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. One of my other nightmares is to ever pronounce other people's name wrong. It's okay.
I'm pretty sure they'll be okay.
It's okay. English is not my first language. Anyways, I better just play the song. The first song I'm going to play, it's called It's Always You, and followed by another song called All the Way, which is in her 2012 album. I find her voice very gentle and warm.
And soft.
And very special. Now, I will start playing her song, and that we will see how you guys like the song. If I can.
Wait.
It's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do. It's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If a breeze caresses me, it's really you passing by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you. Thank you.
dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
So, we have a little technical issue of getting the other awesome song up. I think it's up now. This another song is called All the Way.
All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. All the way. That's how it's got to be. Deeper than the deep blue sea is. That's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you.
We were discussing what type of like wine that we could have during her song.
Listening to her song.
Yeah, and then we can like dance around and just relax for enjoy the evening. Hopefully it's Saturday evening so that nobody has to work on Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's just really soft and yeah. Her voice just melted my heart. Next off, we've got another local singer. She's from Victoria.
Ooh, the island.
Yeah, the island. And she recently released this song and she posted on YouTube. She like made a music video out of it. And it's kind of like a big celebration party scene. And her name is called Brooke Turner. This song is called Convince Me. And according to her, she said, I'm a pop singer-songwriter from Victoria, BC, Canada, and I enjoy writing fun, upbeat songs with a dance vibe. So this coming song is definitely fits in all that category that she just described. Ready to hear it? Are you ready?
Let's energize up.
Yeah! Yeah, after all the way now. And
we're
then
gonna hear something, yeah, the opposite.
There's Chinese popping out my voice. Let's hear it out.
Remember those times we had before it all went bad? What happened? I don't know. I decided. Like a roller coaster ride, I don't care who's wrong or right, so I'm asking you now.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
We are back to CITR 101.9. So, Jonathan, do you use rag much? It's like, yeah, but. Well, I pay my fee.
No,
I don't. No? Yeah, I try to, like, keep up with the swimming schedule or whatever, but it seems like so far it's been, like, once a year events as well. Kind of like Girls Grind. Yeah, it's like every time you start some sort of sports, you're like, I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to be, like, super fit and healthy. And then,
yeah, just the first time.
Yeah, in the end, it's like, yeah, winter's coming. I'll just have more chocolate anyways. I better just enjoy my life. Yeah, the previous song that you just hear, it's released September 24th. So it's really, really new. And I really like her website and how she presents herself. And I think she's very talented of creating her own style of songs. This coming one is coming from my friend. It's a piano-based song. Doesn't have vocal involved, but this is my friend Andrew Lai, and he played this song called Fleeting Down, and he composed his own songs as well. He's super, super pro in piano playing, so let's hear it out. Sorry, we have a little bit technical issue again. We're trying to load his song, but it's probably too popular that everybody's playing at this moment. Let's try it again. So we'll probably have to share with you the next time. It's too bad. I really, really enjoy his piano songs. He shared with me the other song before, and it was every time I hear the song, it gave me some pictures that I can imagine.
Yeah,
and it's kind of like in the forest and it's leading you somewhere, but probably not this time, but next time we'll definitely have to share with you a little bit more about Andrew Lai's piano songs. So we're approaching the end of the show, and I'm very, very thankful that Vicky's here with me today to calm me down.
This is what sisters for.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. Anything to say while we're on the show?
I love you.
Oh, man. It's like I have nothing to say. That's why I always say Olivia. Yeah, next off, we have another band that's called The Darcys. And they release their latest album called Worryings on September 17th. And they are currently offering some free downloads to their brand new album for 1 week until October 1st.
In what format?
MP3.
MP3.
I believe so.
You can download it to your mobile phone.
Yeah, or you can either buy on iTunes or you can just download it and then play in your iTunes.
Are you waiting for the bus?
Yeah, waiting for the bus or something. You can
perfect
always
way to kick off.
Yeah, we can always hear their songs. The first song we're gonna play is called Hunting. Let's see. So the song got cut short.
But you kind of have a taste of what their music is like.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sorry about this. And apparently this is what happens sometimes in life. But it just some nice music just has to be cut off.
Or the internet just
Or we can just present you the live songs right now. Ta-da!
Sandy's been waiting for this.
Forever. Yeah, I know, but I don't want to ruin your Friday morning, you know.
Yeah,
I
have Sandy's like... a talented singer.
I'm okay, thank you.
She's been in a BC karaoke championship.
Yeah, I just sang and just had fun. Yeah, but it was a long time ago. Perhaps I should start again.
You can just search Sandy Fan on YouTube.
Boom. Oh, yeah, you'll see me, like, screaming.
No, she's very, very talented.
Oh, thank you. That's what sisters will say, right?
I'm honest. I only speak from the heart. I speak the truth.
Yeah. Well, now we're gonna... I guess time is approaching. We'll just take a little, short little break. We'll play you another... thing.
Do you like laughing? hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing. UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on. Sugar.
We are back, and we have, sadly, we only have 5 minutes left.
And she has, she's done so much research. She wants to share with you.
I know. And some of the really nice songs got cut off. But that's okay. That's okay, because the following song that I'm going to play, I personally really, really enjoy. But perhaps I'll leave it till the end. I have 2 more minutes to spare on air with you guys.
Not letting you go.
Oh, they're just like, yeah, I'll just turn off the radio. Or just like, listen to other radio shows. What's the two doing? They know nothing. No, we know something. So, what's your plan for the weekend, Vicky?
Let's see. I am resting. To get ready for Monday.
Yeah.
Because I've been away from work.
For 3 months, before, right?
3 months.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Back to reality.
Reality. Reality hurts. No, it's... we're very happy to enjoy, like, a little break of not working and then now you're back to work.
Right? Yeah, I'm fully recharged and I'm feeling like I'm ready.
Yeah. It's been a really wonderful summer, right?
Yep. Yeah. Just... got the time to spend with my friends, family, and it's just been great.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy my summer too, and the following weekend, well, this coming Saturday, I'm going to fly to LA. There's like a big performance coming up, and I can't wait for it. I think it will be successful, and I'm going to have fun. Apparently, it's like, what, 30 degrees over there?
Wow.
So, yeah. Time to wear some summer, yeah, summer clothing and stuff. Okay, last song we're going to play, Back to Mindy. It's called Trouble No More. And I really, really hope that you have a really wonderful Friday. And enjoy your weekend. And I hope to talk to you some other time. Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye.
Well, you won't believe what I'm gonna be when it's time for me to run. I'm gonna leave this nest and give my best to the place where I grew up. And there won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. I've got a wishing bone and a worry stone and a lucky rabbit's foot. And if I ever get bored of the open road, then I'll bring the comic book. And there won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world. No more band-aids on my heartaches. No more smoke wake. I burn the pancakes. No more drowning in my sorrow. When my chin held up, there's always better luck tomorrow. Well, I'd travel far to the great bazaar and charm a snake or two. Or try my hand in a marching band while I play on my kazoo. Trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. There won't be trouble in the world no more. No more band-aids on my heartaches. No more smoke when I burn the pancakes.
found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.